All right, we have, this is my favorite part of the read. Okay. And grab a seat somewhere. We have, I don't know, you could tell me who that is. All right, let's go.
Hi.
You can sit if you like, or you can sit.
Well, first let me make sure I can see. By golly, I can. All right, my name is Ian Heiss, and I thank you for your kind attention. This is rather unusual. I've been writing poetry since the second grade, though I've managed to keep it a good secret for a number of decades. After all, when you're in the second grade, if they discover that you're writing poetry, your friends will kill you. My teacher, thank God, when she found out, gave me extra notebooks. So I have two. The first poem is entitled Eclipse. Shadows loom over the world, the moon in hurried flight, unwary of the place of sun, has made our day a night. But she's a tiny object near the majesty of Sol. A moment later, she will pass and light will shine on all. In like way, evil stalks the world and seems to garner might. Falling in the blind of pride has made our day a night. But she's a spiteful object near the majesty of love. The moment anger is subdued, the light shines from above. The second one, interestingly enough, somebody else had a poem about history. I thought of the two poems I'd like to read the most, and I took them with me tonight. This one's about history, and it's entitled The Second Sight in a Pure Light. I looked through my books, through my tears, at history, at the caverns men have made within their hearts. I see words from the sages, like glass shards. These jewels are strewn, the ancient rubble of practical ages. Mosaics of this glass have patched philosophies to pass the few moments from man's dawn to his sunset. I reached out for my love, and I held her close to me. A phantom, she melts into darkness. There were times when I held firmer flesh, but fleeting love, I now cherish her memory. There were times, I've been told, men took land and hoarded gold. Now, the kings and battles are a question. Mankind, as a youth, seized his booty, mocked the skies, but his greed made him hungrier than power. Man, unknowing in his youth, had stretched his arm to conquer truth. He will end cherishing her memory. Thank you. Thank you. Considering I was up at 4 this morning, put in 4 days.
Come back next week, too. Well, we have my friend here who has always, like, left me kind of wide-eyed with my mouth open. Paul.
Howdy. Got 16 lines for you. They will be four scene with 4 lines per scene, or 160 syllables, not counting the title, which is avoid such commerce. Choice inflatable flea market adage. 10% strap on to gaslight or burp. Aesthetic rapport and jumbo miscue does not extol Tupperware parody. New meal time, store item has sub office, geriatric wardrobe, of course, black shawl. Old school moniker, what in tarnation? Hiatus, we can't use that for treason. Kurt, as the business realm of a snowflake, transition and edit to be or not. Holy Toledo without fifth, third quill, hunger unspeakable, rare it is chief. Achoo, confetti, tundra after birth, flat screen mausoleum, simulcast air. The suspicious thing in a sink to love. Hoard fruit till it's unrecognizable. Thank you.